The following is a Nightfall Media production. For more information, check out nightfallmedia.io. Star Wars Nightfall is a not-for-profit RPG actual play podcast set in the Star Wars universe. Nightfall claims no relationship with Disney, Lucasfilm, or any of their partners or affiliates. Nightfall can be found online at starwarsnightfall.com or twitch.tv/starwarsnightfall. The following episode contains strong language and simulated acts of violence. Listener discretion is advised.
May the Force be with you.
The war between the Republic and the Separatists rages on. With no end in sight, both sides look to desperate measures to end the conflict. Daylan Galt and his companions track the Dark Jedi Dorath Portard to the ashen world of Kofergan 5. Now on the hunt for Syrian Senator Aegis Valnero, the group arrives at Port Borealis inside the Point Nadir space station. You're listening to Chapter 10 of The Book of Daylan Galt. The Book of Daylan Galt stars Rob Hunter as Daylan Galt, Richard Capasil as Canary, Justin Chapman as Credo, Peyton Castle as Gruul, and myself, Zach Somm, as the Galaxy Master. Peyton, question of the day.
Question of the day!
I don't think I've ever asked this one, but if you could have any of the Star Wars critters as a pet, what would you have as a
Kawaki
pet?
Kawaki Monkey Lizard.
Wow, you guys are fast as shit.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And I would also like to apologize because I'm fairly confident mine is sentient and I just described slavery, but they're so cute in the ugliest way possible.
All right.
Wookie.
Oh, that's way worse. Yeah. Yep, I'm good.
That's way worse.
Fine.
What are those big lizard things?
Trandoshans.
Trandoshans?
Is this the ones that you ride? Or the people?
The rides that they're
on. Dubak.
They're called Dubaks?
The ones that stormtroopers ride in Texas?
Yeah.
Dubaks.
I want one of those. What about
the lizards Obi-Wan ride?
Varactyls.
Oh, yeah, Varactyl.
Why?
I want the Dubak.
I would want a Wampa because imagine getting a shoulder ride on a Wampa. That would be sweet.
Oh my God. You could just be rich and famous because are we like in this world with that? Yeah. So Zach failed, right?
Yeah.
Zach picked an animal that nullifies a thing that doesn't exist. Cool.
Listen, I just want a Wookiee best friend. That's all.
So last time we played, it took forever. We spent 19 hours recording a fight against a Keldor.
Yeah.
Named Dorath Portard.
Zach edited it down to like the 40-minute episode like usual.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly how it happened.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys defeated him.
Kinda.
You didn't kill him. You defeated him.
And he was bested.
He was bested. You guys made your retreat. You guys floated up an elevator. Canary is... still unconscious? Unconscious?
Very much still unconscious.
Very much still unconscious. You guys have carved your way out, for the most part, into the manor, except for Daylan. What do you guys want to do?
So I am going to walk out of the elevator and then just hold on for 6 more seconds as the round completes and then let go as the elevator... I don't know. Is it so damaged that it's lodged in there or anything, or is it falling?
No, it's going to fall.
Okay.
You're going to hear it hit the walls and bounce off them until it crunches.
Do I hear a...
You don't hear a scream.
Okay. I was hoping. We need to get to the ship, and we need to get out of here. We found a journal from some Sith Lord that, I don't know, might give us some insight, but regardless, it sounds like Malia is no longer on the world. I don't see Aegis here, so... I think if we get back to the safety of our ship, I can try to reach out with the Force and possibly give us a lead.
Yes, we need to stabilize Canary too.
Oh, and there's one more thing. I'm going to reach into my robes and pull out a small prism-like pyramid.
How much does that sell for?
You don't sell something like this, Gruul. It is a dark artifact. But it may be all we have. Did I open it? I didn't. Fuck. So we've had the clue we've been looking for this whole time, probably.
Possibly.
Maybe not, because it was with a bunch of artifacts. Well, let's get back to the ship and we'll discuss it.
I agree.
Are we going to get him on his feet? Are you just holding a med pack still, or are we?
I can give him treat injury now. It's just kind of on my back. I haven't pulled it out yet.
Stat.
I think
he underwent some medical experience, but I'm not nowhere near trained.
I can do it. I'll stabilize him.
Are you sure?
I got this.
No, I'm not saying I'm trained. I know my way around medical instruments.
Roll better than last there. Episode.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what if we just roll all high numbers?
That would mean something.
16.
Ooh, oh!
No. Yeah, 16.
He's like, nope, one. Plus I matched 17. A six next to it.
23.
That is a 33.
Is it a plus 17?
Fuck.
Oh, wait, no, I was reading my fucking survival.
I thought it was a plus 7.
Yeah, it's a 7.
He literally
it's
just a 23. Performed surgery.
23.
Jesus, fuck.
You're right.
If you succeed on a DC 15 treat injury check, the creature regains a number of hit points equal to its character level, plus 1 for every point by which the check exceeds the DC.
Canary.
Is he dealt with?
He's not a problem anymore, Canary. We need to get back to the ship.
You're right. I'm sorry. I told you I wouldn't fall, friend.
We are only alive because you held him off so long.
I did what I could.
And I did less. Come, let's go.
Okay. Start moving.
And I don't know how long we have to the ship.
Parked pretty close, I thought.
Decently close.
It was through like a field of animals. I think that's
There's
all
There's a clearing nearby.
Yeah, you guys will be able to take your time. You're going to be unobstructed getting back to your ship.
All right, so boarding the ship. I'm still holding the holocron. I'm not sure it's wise to look into this, but I don't know what other leads we have.
I think you should.
We haven't convened with them. I don't know if they found anything other than, the Dark Jedi.
Yes, Malia, it sounds, according to him, that she was gone. Did you see any traces of her?
We found flight logs.
From this planet to...
Castel, Syria, and Coruscant.
Can I do a knowledge galactic lore?
Yes, for what?
On the list that he gave me, I want to think. I like want to check and see if there's anything that like stands out to me, something that not like would be somewhere a senator would go.
Korriban for sure.
Do we know the significance of Korriban?
You two might.
Oh Jesus.
Korriban and a space station called Point Nadir.
You think that the Sith have taken back Korriban? Planet is desolate. Why?
What better place to hide than a desolate planet?
This is not good. At this point, I'm going to set down the holocron. Probably somewhere safe. I'm going to start to set it down as I look up, like Credo and Gruul are right there. I'm going to put it back in my robes. Not that I don't trust you, but...
I don't trust you.
Thanks.
It's at this point that we're all on the ship and we're starting to settle down, Gruul yells out, "Oh, fuck! Credo, we forgot our wine!"
Oh. That would have been really nice right about now.
That's what I'm saying.
Rest will have to suffice. We need to recover. Can we extract the coordinates for these locations? We need to figure out where they would have gone. I can only assume that you didn't come across Aegis anywhere.
No.
Then he is missing, and Malia is missing. Is it far-fetched to assume they are together?
I don't think you're off, friend. The only thing I can think of is that space station. That seems to be a frequent place they visited.
It was disturbing to see how comfortable Aegis was in social situations. I can only assume that from that list, if he was headed to Korriban, it would be hiding, and we would be heading into much a similar encounter than we just did.
It's not as shocking as you think. The traits of a senator are not far off from the traits of a Sith.
But if he is taking her there, it's because he needs her. He could have killed her by now. If he was taking her to Coruscant, a place with more people where he might be able to hide, then the Jedi surely would sense her presence. That really leaves the space station as one of the few populated places where he could move amongst the people whilst hiding her. It could be there, it could be Korriban, but I'd rather check the place where at least we have cover.
I have friends that frequently travel to Nadir Point, because it's a frequent spot to get to other places in the solar system. If we need somewhere to go find out where to go next, I would say it's probably there.
It's a good idea. I think it's a good shot that we should go there. Especially, I believe it is the closest location to this planet. Am I not wrong?
Seeing as our only other option is an artifact full of malice, I think we must go with our gut.
Someone needs to get the ship ready. I think you need some healing. I can help you with it.
Well, I thought I was ready to fly. I'm not doing well.
I hope all of that was in character. It's like, I'm going to fly the ship. I am not doing well.
Oh, I can make that. I thought we were ready to fly. I'm not doing well.
I can help put you in a trance that might help heal you. And Canary, I think you should meditate, recover.
I definitely think meditating would be helpful.
How are you doing, Credo?
Just a little scratch on me, but I'm fine most of all.
All right, me and Canary will head back. You help, Gruul, help Credo get the coordinates set and then meet us back.
You got it.
All right. And as we walk away, I'm going to pull out the holocron again now that we have some time. What do we do with this?
My curiosity says to take a look at it, but my better judgment says it's only going to harm us.
It's... could give us information, but perhaps save it until we have no other leads.
I think you might be right.
All right. You should get to yourself, heal up. I'll wait for Gruul, and I can put him in a trance as well.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The cast here at Nightfall Media is proud to present our Patreon, a place to create new experiences while exploring our past journeys.
With content like the Rancor's Pit, an aftershow where the cast breaks down the most recent episode, and an inside look to the cast outside of the show.
See the cast you love put on a show in other TTRPG systems. Listen to them as they play as scoundrel pirates in Pirateborg, or listen to them as classic adventurers in D&D 5e.
Furthermore, the cast has loads of ideas for your own TTRPGs at home. Try out one of Rob Hunter's fully written out characters, or visit Payden Castle's Vault of Magic Items.
A handful of shows for your viewing pleasure, and take-home goodies for your own TTRPG adventures. All of this for just $3.
Still hungry for more content? Join our Discord server where you can interact with other fans of the show, get notifications of when the cast streams, and updates on Nightfall Media directly from the cast. Hope to see you there!
Thank you. Okay, can I take some time trying to fix it or talking to Gruul, see if he can help me fix it?
You guys could try and fix it. It's still going to be red, though.
That's fine.
Careful, though, because it'll cut into your time to heal.
That, too.
Oh, you have improved trance, though.
Yes.
God, that's cool.
I'm going to probably take a 4-hour rest. So 18 for every hour.
Yeah.
The door opens and Gruul comes into the back. Red wire, green wire, when it comes to hot wiring, a spaceship, it's all the same.
I'm going to kind of gesture down at one of like the poorly built cots that look like it's pleather, but there's chunks of it like torn out where like the foam is just bursting out. Like animals have chewed holes in it.
As Gruul walks over, just like home, and pops squat.
Before we get to rest, Canary is going to walk up to Gruul. Gruul, I know that you are maybe not super familiar with this sort of technology. And he's going to pull out the lightsaber that is severed on one side. But seeing as that Keldor has my weapon, I need to at least make this thing usable. You think you could help me out?
Well, I'm more than happy to try. And his eyes are all wide.
Are you trained in mechanics?
I don't think I'm trained.
I'm going to lean in so my back is to Gruul and my mouth is like just whispering in Canary's ear. He's going to cut his arm off.
I'm going to say you could try to do it, but you don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Can something wacky happen?
Sure.
Cool.
Can I give him a help action?
Sure.
For wackiness.
We have normal dice, it seems.
Yeah. Dice have gone back to not hating us.
Yeah.
That's an 18.
Okay, so Gruul, you get a +5 from the assist.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys believe you could put it back into working order.
Cool. Okay. Sick.
Sick.
So
it's a normal lightsaber now.
Awesome. I have a
fixed Maul lightsaber.
But now you're evil.
Now you're evil.
And we're going to judge you.
Speaking of that, I also want to meditate on my dark side point while I do.
Boo! That's fine.
So,
how long does that take? Do we know?
I think it's one day.
Oh.
Oh. Hold on.
Character can sacrifice one force point to reduce his dark side score by one and clear one box from the dark side score tracker. This form of atonement represents a period of meditation, reflection, and absolution on the part of the character. If desired by the player and the GM, this can be worked into the campaign as part of an adventure, but it isn't necessary. It can occur between adventures. In addition, an act of dramatic heroism by a character, if performed without calling upon the dark side, reduces the character's dark side score by one and clears one box from the tracker. A dark character cannot reduce his dark side score by atoning. I'm going to say it takes a day.
Okay, then I'm just going to heal.
Okay, so he drops into a trance. I am going to offer, like, as I hold out my hand to your forehead. You ready? Okay, I'm going to press on your forehead, and you just are feel peace overwhelm you. You will only receive your character level per hour.
How many hours?
I don't know how many hours we have.
Because I could use as many as you're willing to give me.
So while they are in their meditative trance, I am going to sit down cross-legged on the floor, crisscross applesauce, and reach out again to Malia with my far-seeing power.
Okay.
So we are going to try this dice again, because I was really excited to use this cool liquid core dice, and now I'm suspecting that it's imbalanced. Yep, it's imbalanced.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
It probably isn't. It's probably just bad odds. But anyways, I rolled a one, so I try to close my eyes, but every time I close my eyes and try to reach out to Malia, really just hoping for affirmation that she's on the station or still alive. I really do believe she is still alive and that I would feel it, but I need to know. And I close my eyes and flashes of red lightsabers and bring me back to the room. I close my eyes again, and again I see Kanari falling to the ground. And I close my eyes one last time, and just that last image of Dorath with his hand reached out, crushing the elevator. My eyes snap back open, I look down, and I'm now holding the holocron. And I want to try to read it.
So, you did use a power on this two episodes ago to determine the outcome of what you would in action?
Yeah, sense.
Bad. Very bad.
You knew that it would harm you.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I just am desperate for power and weak right now.
Roll a d4.
That's how many dark side points you get.
That's how many dark side points
you get. Oh, shit. Two of them.
And now make a use the force check.
29.
Does not succeed.
Oh, brutal.
You concentrate on this four-sided pyramid, and you feel the dark side overwhelming you. As you're focusing on it, you see a vision of Dorath. You see a vision of him bowing before some sort of shadowy figure. And that's it.
So, Ed, just hatred burning in my mind. I'm no longer even sure if it's for Dorath, myself, or the shadowy figure in that vision. But ashamed, I tuck the holocron away again. In fact, no, I take it out of my robes and I just slide it under the bunk where I don't think anyone's going to see it. I don't take a huge effort to hide it, but just out of my sight right now is enough. And I am going to just head right out and go up and sit with Credo and try to strike up a conversation or something. So I storm into the cockpit, kind of ruffled, frustrated, and just sit down. And you can see my mouth starting to open a few times, like I want to start a conversation, but nothing comes out.
How's it going over there?
She has to be alive, doesn't she? I would know.
I think she's alive.
Then why can't we find a single clue? Beside a Sith Lord saying that she's not on that, not on the planet anymore.
I mean, we don't have any solid clues, but we have something to go off of, at the very least. And we have to follow that.
Have you been in this situation before? Hunting bounties? Threads run dry, no direction?
Countless times. It happens. Sometimes it leads nowhere. Sometimes you go until you find something, and sometimes you just don't find anything at all. But you gotta keep looking, or there's no other way. There isn't. And I feel like you want there to be something, and I do too. So I think we got no other choice but to keep on with our journey.
It's just one hand on your shoulder. I think that without you, I would feel far more over my head than I am. I'm grateful.
Thank you.
I'm going to go make sure they're doing all right. We have some time, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have about a day.
Credo should be up in a few hours. I'll send him your way so you can get some rest as well.
That sounds amazing.
All right, I'm going to head back and see. I guess I'll probably just actually rest a little bit myself. I think it would be 4 hours to get a night's sleep in Force Trance. And then at the end of 4 hours, could I do a check to see how well he's recovering?
Yeah.
Because you wake yourself up, right, if you put yourself in a trance?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, treat injury?
Yep.
That dice is busted,
right?
It's a one again, but I need to roll a few more times. 5. 11. 14. I don't know. I think I'm just having bad luck.
Okay.
It seems pretty average, right?
No, I just roll one for real.
I did.
And now it's about to do something and then roll and see what happens.
I just cannot focus enough to tell if he's doing okay. So I at this point, I'm just so filled with self-doubt that I'm going to leave you meditating until he wakes up. I don't know how long you needed, but if you survive it, I'm sure he's okay.
Not super long. So I'm going to wake up and see that no one else but me and Gruul are here. And gonna do a treat injury check on Gruul to see how he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm just pacing the ship, periodically checking on Credo. Are we there yet?
Not quite.
12.
He's doing better.
He's doing better?
Yeah.
That's good.
Can Gruul have a throwback, have a dream sequence?
Sure.
Ooh, fun.
Sick. All right. So for this dream sequence, cuts to Gruul absolutely wasted in a turbo lift. And he's sort of like giggling to himself while he's having a big pull of the bottle that he's holding. And as the elevator arrives at the top, it's at the top of a skyscraper on Coruscant. And he goes over to the edge and he just pops a squat down. And he's just sitting there drinking. And the day is, it's the day that the Clone Wars started. And Gruul spent his day celebrating hard, because with war comes money. And so as Gruul sits upon that building, as he looks out across the city, he starts cackling to himself at the idea of riches potentially pouring into his pocket.
You sadistic bastard. God damn it. Is there anything you want to do? I guess you're piloting for now, but...
I would like to rest if I could before we get there.
Someone wake up, Gruul.
If you let me know that, yeah, I will go and wake up Gruul. How many hours would you... have been driving?
I'd like to say half the time, maybe like 12.
Holy shit.
So I should be at full HP then.
It would be your level times.
When was the last time you slept?
Yeah. Probably before we got onto the other planet. So
go a step down the condition track.
Go step down?
Yeah, it's probably exhaustion. So with you up, Gruul, Credo's been flying for some time. He could use a rest. Are you doing better?
Oh, I feel fantastic now. And Gruul is, it's like full awake energy. It's not like morning waking up. It's like I've been awake.
Christmas morning Gruul is what we have right now.
Oh my God.
Well, if there's any way to get there faster, you're probably the one to do it.
Oh, you know me.
All right, sends Credo back to rest.
Gruul eagerly runs into the cockpit.
God damn. So you're probably up to that, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only need like 4 or 5 hours.
Hey, pal, why don't you slide that wheel over here? You go get some rest.
Thank you.
And at this point, I'm probably going to go down and rest. I'm going to sit down on the cot with the Sith holocron underneath it and just go into a trance myself, just sitting.
I'm just going to sit and watch.
You want me to give a pilot's check?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Woo! That's pretty good.
Is this just general?
Goes that high?
It does.
They come in pints.
So.
Smooth ride.
Yeah. Chunk of the hull falls off.
37.
You're fucking golden.
Minus 5.
So you were going to pull out of hyperspace right at that point that was listed in the travel log. And you're going to find like a half dead moon, like a chunk is missing out of it.
Badass.
More or less. A massive asteroid, you can kind of think of it like, but it does have a spherical aspect to it.
Like a chunk taken out of it.
Yeah.
So it's like 3/4 of a sphere with a... Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Is the space station in the hole?
Yes.
God, wow. That's cool. That's fucking sick.
So inside the sphere, you see tons of lights and almost... Some of them are blinking. Some of them seem to be static. And as you get closer, you realize that these are skyscrapers inside of this sphere. And you are going to receive a call over your communications.
He's like, I've been waiting for this. Gruul time, baby. Are we awake?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
This place has the atmosphere of impending doom. You said you've been here before.
Oh, no. Me, I've spent almost the entirety of my life on Coruscant.
Right. Do you know people here?
Yeah, of course.
Not make sure a deception why check. That doesn't make me feel better.
Gruul knows people. It's crack. Crack is whack.
We should exercise caution while on this planet.
15.
I agree.
Okay.
And how did you meet these contacts?
Oh, they stopped by my shop, you know, around.
Something tells me you're not being truthful with us.
I have never lied to any of you, and I would never lie to any of you. You guys are my friends.
Can I ask you another question, Gruul?
Why, of course.
Would you consider Dorath a contact?
Yeah, Dorath would be a contact.
We met.
Force.
He just has met a lot of people.
He should have gone to Korriban.
I think we had a lot of contact with him, like hand to hand.
No, I fully understand.
Saber to saber.
I'm learning to speak Gruul quite efficiently. Did not know you had your own dialect. We'll hear now.
We might as well explore the city while we are.
My dialect, it's called business.
As you are traveling towards the planet, you are going to be greeted by two Fire Spray 31 class patrol vehicles.
Okay.
And they're going to line up on either side of you. This is the same ship as the Slave One.
Yeah. Have they patched in?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're going to say,
your ship is unregistered here. Please transmit your cargo and destination and any call sign you have.
So cargo and destination. I don't think we have any cargo besides us, right?
Passenger, I imagine. Just
okay, so passenger would be the right idea? Okay. And then destination
the
would
station.
Be yeah, the station there.
Do you know the name of it? Make a galactic lore check.
Nope. I have no idea the name of this place. I got a 2.
No.
So you definitely know it, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. It's a Gruul no kind of thing.
Yeah.
Gruul's got actually a great answer.
Which space station? This one.
And then call sign. Just like the name of the ship. The ship has one that I don't know. Name the ship. This is always fun. Because Raging Wampa was a lot of fun. I loved that name so much. The Nebula Diver. Love it. So this is Gruul coming in from the Nebula Diver. Our cargo is going to be passengers. And our destination, it's right in front of us.
All right, hold please.
And you're going to lose communication with a sec, but they're both going to be flying next to you still. Just perfect formation.
I'm going to turn to everyone and go, don't worry. I got this.
Well, now I'm worried. I'm more worried.
And the comm is going to come back on.
All right, you're clear to land. On the far side of the asteroid, you're going to find two green blinking lights. Head that direction. You'll be able to enter.
You got it. And I got one question for you. What's the landing party look like?
Well, there's a number of places to land, but you'll be able to find that out when you get there.
No welcome party?
And they're going to close communication and turn off.
All right, guys, I take it in and land.
Guys.
Okay, so what happens is as the ship approaches these two green blinking lights, you find that there is a force field of protection that leads into a cave. As the ship enters the cave, you're basically in a large cavern. I need you to make a pilot check to not hit anything in this cavern.
I got a 37. That should help me out.
It was your hyperspace.
Fuck!
And as you're looking around, as you're making this flight, you see there are broken ships on the bottom, debris, parts everywhere.
You could have let me keep the 37. You could have totally done
that.
Get?
Yes.
It's a 2, but it's a soft 20.
You're fine. You needed a 15. So, there are a number of different places to land. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 different places to land. They basically go from closest to that hole to closer to the city.
Let's land close to the hole. I feel like that might be important.
So, basically, you don't get a landing ramp. You just get a tether that hangs onto your ship.
Is there, like, a catwalk to walk
There's,
out
like,
to?
Skiffs that will come out.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. That works.
That's
so
sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we might need an escape, so I think that was a good call. Yeah.
So to park here is 800 credits a day.
Gruul, he's going to look really upset and like he doesn't want to fork over the credits, but he pays it.
You have the credits. So you guys, so many credits.
Cruel turns. It's always sad to see them go. It's great.
You're like a millionaire, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it was a million, so now he's not anymore.
Yeah.
This is the
was what broke him.
Yeah.
No, we got like 5 million credits.
Did he?
We.
He gave I like that. So let's much. Stick with it. We.
I don't remember. I'd have to go back.
I think I wrote down the embezzlement number. Hold on.
It's like, always leave evidence of your crimes.
So you could have more fun later. No, I did not write it down.
So these skiffs are going to approach your ship. There's two people on the skiff. They are a Trandoshan and a human. They're going to invite you onto the skiff and ask if you will be requiring any maintenance or ship replenishment.
We should probably fill the hyperspace or hyperdrive core.
Yeah, we probably should. We're going to need to refuel, I guess. And if we wanted to restock our ship with rations and supplies,
it'll be 1,000 credits. One time flat fee.
You got this, right?
You got us?
Will you be needing to rent a skiff or someone coming to get you?
Yeah.
They're 500.
How much is that?
500 a day.
500. He Gruul looks back with like shock and astonishment at everyone else. Yeah, I guess add that on to the bill too. What else would you like to charge me today?
Do you need food? You have some place to stay? Will you be requiring protection?
We'll be staying on the ship.
We will be fine. We will find our own arrangements. Thank you very much, though.
Okay.
The Canary steps in between them.
No, how tempted I was to just mind trick you. Like, spending credits does not concern you.
I was like right there. Gruul would have been so mad.
If they had asked one more thing and you got more upset, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm just going to do it.
Later on, he's looking at his bank statements. He's like, what? What?
It's not a problem. That's why I do mind trick. I'm going to pick one of you and just keep it on you at all times.
So a second skiff is going to come out. And they are going to disembark from that skiff onto the first one and give you the empty skiff.
Do they have, like, keys that they're handing?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to angrily snatch them as I get onto the skiff.
Enjoy your stay in Point Borealis.
Yes.
Borealis, that's... Sorry, we were trying to think of it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I think we'll be fine.
Do you need someone to wash your ship?
He's just going to turn and just start piloting the skiff with everyone on it.
Okay.
It's a space station full of Gruuls.
I've never
been happy to not have any credits on me before.
I'm surprised Gruul doesn't feel at home.
Hold on. We're going to talk slander about Gruul real quick. Gruul at least has presentation. Gruul is entertaining about taking your credits. There's a lot more than just taking your money.
You're very right, Gruul. Perhaps we could
Thank you.
Look around while we're here. Maybe with your amount of money, you could get involved in the leadership.
Gruul's eye twitches. He just turns back around and piloting the skiff.
So you could teach them well.
By the station. Oh my god, you should become the Lando of this place.
The space station is divided into a number
That's
of regions.
Where he's going. He's
there
going
to is
Lando.
The jackrab hole where you guys are parked. There is the tethers, there is Fish's Cove, the slips, the nest, the trade district, the utility ward, the ministry district, the souk, the arcade, the fissures, and the mines.
So Gruul's going to turn to everyone, and Gruul very clearly is upset about the previous events. It's just like, all right, so what's the plan?
I suppose we look for signs of high society, or...
I see.
I'm proud to admit, I'm out of my element here.
I think our best bet is to find a CD bar and try to get some information.
It's a great idea. I like where you're thinking.
At the very least, I could use a drink.
Dinner on you, Gruul?
I hate this place.
Oh, that was the best moment. That was so good.
So, you guys are going to find yourself a nice bar.
And we're going to walk past it to the shitty bar.
To the shitty bar.
Fuck yeah.
What's it called?
Fish's Pub. It is an unassuming cantina in the slips, which takes its name from the station's founder. It's a den for pirates and their ilk, but is also frequented by smugglers and black marketeers.
My kind of people.
Fish, it reminds me of a Padawan that was at the academy.
So you walk in and there is live music playing from a small band at the far end. It is relatively nighttime, as far as nighttime can be. What do you guys want to do?
As we enter?
Yeah.
Rule beelines right for the bar and just pops a squat and just goes, Corellia Wiser, please.
All right.
I want to look around to see if I see someone in fancy red boots, Aegis Valnera.
Make a perception check.
No, that dice is the worst. 12.
You do not see Aegis Valnera.
I'm sorry, that was a 17.
Well, in that case, you still don't see Aegis Valnera. Just checking.
It's too much to hope for, but obviously not here.
Maybe if we go up to the bartender, they might know something about goings-on in the city.
Should you guys both go up to the bar?
I would go up to the bar. I would take a seat.
He's going to hand you your Corellia-wiser, Gruul.
I have a very strange question, but it definitely matters.
In character or out of character?
Yes. Well, one will lead to another.
Okay.
We'll start with the out of character.
Okay.
What does the guy next to me look like?
Kind of looks like Credo.
Is it Credo?
It's Credo.
To the other side of me, then.
You have an empty seat.
Okay. As I look down the bar, is there folks sitting there, preferably you see, alone?
There are two Rhodians at the far end of the bar.
Okay, how are they dressed?
Utilitarian.
Okay, I can work with this. Gruul he nudges Credo and goes, watch this. This is how you make friends in a far place. I'm going to go down to one of them and I'm going to approach them and I'd like to use Attract Minion.
I didn't even dawn on me that you're built for this area.
Yep. It's my thing.
Sure.
Perfect.
All right. So I'm going to the way I'm going to lure him in and like attract him in is I'm going to walk over and be like, hey, pal, you looking for some quick, easy money? Well, allow me to introduce myself as your new employer. And he Gruul sticks out his hand.
And he shakes your hand.
And so he goes, so me and my companions, we're new to this place and we're kind of trying to find some friends of ours. If you wouldn't mind hearing us out and sitting with us, you might be able to make some coin.
And he turns to his buddy. And they're both going to get up and join you.
Okay. And so I lead them over to the group. And so I go, I don't have a clue what these guys are saying, but they are more than happy to help us make some coin here. Does anyone speak Rodean?
Not I.
Wait, if I'm a linguist, can I speak Rodean?
You have to pick languages.
I can't understand you, so I'm going to find new employees. I definitely don't speak Rodean.
Rodean.
Rodean, or whatever.
Rodean.
Hello there.
You can always resort to writing.
Sure. It's great for an audio podcast.
Uh-huh. No.
They're not answering in common. But they're understanding you?
Understanding common.
So are they being dicks or do Rhodians not speak? It's probably because the Greedo does that too. I wonder if they don't have the right vocal cords.
Oh, I could be it. I have no idea.
Because if they can't speak common, they probably can't write common unless it's a biological reason.
Do we see any sort of droid that might be able to translate for us?
Genius.
Smart move.
It's going to gouge us for money.
No.
No.
No. What about the bartender?
He's there.
Is he a Rhodian?
No, he is not a Rhodian.
Well, he understood them enough to get them drinks, right?
Yes.
Could I ask him some questions?
Sure.
Hello, Mr. Bartender.
Hello. What can I get you?
Can you understand the group over there that my friend's talking to?
Enough to serve him. I don't speak perfect Rhodadian, but you bartend in a place like this, you learn a thing or two.
If we were to ask them a couple of questions, could you translate, maybe?
Yeah, that's supposed to... I don't know. Why?
I was just trying to make a couple of friends.
All right, but you better order something expensive.
Fair enough. I'll order us all shots. All on this guy.
All right.
Gruul, looks over at you and looks back. All on me.
Would you like to open a tab?
If I say yes, can I be the only person to add things to this tab?
I suppose so, yeah.
This is a very serious question.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'll open a tab.
Don't worry, Gruul, this will all pay out soon.
It better.
I know you like payouts.
I quite do like payouts.
Okay, what do you want to ask these guys?
I didn't think we'd get this one.
Any senators pass through it?
Oh, that's a fair question.
I'll ask that to the bartender, too.
Not recently, but they've been known to pop in once or twice. It's not very common they come to Port Borealis.
How about today?
Wait, hold on. What do the Rhodians say?
I fucking hate this. Next time we're getting this. Geonosians.
You're the one that suggests the race.
Well, first of all, we're being a little rude. What are you two gentlemen's names? Ah, lovely names, gentlemen.
Ask the bard. What?
I don't think names translate.
Do names not translate?
No.
Not like at all.
Your name is rich no matter where you go.
That's fair.
Is it?
Yeah. If he goes to Japan, his name is still rich.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Wabanana and Wawana. I wrote that shit down.
All right. I'm going to pull
Wabanana and Wawana. That is roughly translated from what I heard.
Okay, I'm going to pull Wanana over to the side.
Wawana.
I'm going to go, all right, change of business. All right. So as my friend, I'm going to have you do a little bit of bodyguarding. How does that sound? See, now I just said yes?
Yes.
All right, cool. I'm going to hand him my stun baton. I'd like you to use this tool to keep me and my companion safe. Mostly me, but them too. Me and you, Wanana, we're going to be good friends.
Side character. Wabanana. I'm so here for it.
This is my new minion, Zach.
This is the last episode, Zach. It's like, I just don't have time anymore. I don't want to do this.
Moving to California full time. Sorry.
Did they agree to this?
Yeah, I attracted my minion.
He's waving the stun baton.
Oh, wait a minute. I guess so.
Have any of you seen any comings and goings of Aegis Falnero?
And the bartender's going to translate. Never seen him before, but he's on the news a lot. He's the one with the funny head.
Any strange characters?
Oh, there's plenty of strange characters. Are you still speaking to the bartender, or are you trying to talk to the Rhodians?
The bartender.
Okay. There's plenty of strange characters at Port Borealis.
Where would we find a senator if we were looking for one?
More than that, a senator possibly in hiding.
Well, there's four groups who kind of control this area. There's the Sable Dawn, there's Epsis, there's the Angeliac clan, and the Piliav Mining Corporation.
Wananana! Wanana! Wana!
Yes, I agree.
I disagree. That was a joke. I have no idea what he's saying.
You have no idea?
You speak Rhodian.
No, I have no idea either.
Bartender, sorry.
He was just reiterating that those are indeed the four groups that control this area. There's been some tension between them lately. I can give you a little bit of a rundown between the four of them. Yes. I would imagine someone trying to hide would be with the Angeliac clan.
And I'm sorry, but the refresher, is there one here?
Yes, he's right back there in the hallway. It'll be the second door on your left.
I'm going to head out for a second.
Okay.
I think I'm going to follow.
Cool.
I'm going to follow also.
Oh, what are we, like 17-year-old girls?
We're all going to be... Me and Wanana are going to sit down and get to know each other.
Okay.
What do you say to him?
That's just typical. So, you
live. He's going to point to his empty shot glass.
Bartender. And as going back to our lovely conversation... I'm totally switching it. As we're going back to our lovely conversation, have you lived here your whole life, Wanana, or did you grow up somewhere else?
Wanana. And he motions, like he spreads his hand across the air to make it seem like, yeah, he did not live here.
Gruul's just pretending to understand and continuing conversation with him.
Okay.
I actually felt like just being in the room with you, I totally got it. I was like, oh yeah, he came from the stars.
I had to describe it because it's
No, it was perfect. Yeah. You even described it well.
All right, so what are the three of you doing in the
shitter? I take a few steps away, heading like kind of in that direction that he pointed, and then I stop to perceive the room, which
I guess I'll roll and see if I even roll high enough to notice that these guys are following me to the bathroom.
I thought you were going to, you were signaling me to come to talk to you about something.
That's not a bad idea. I was just trying to break away from the conversation inconspicuously to get a good glimpse of who's here. 16.
What are you trying to find?
Just taking in the room, seeing if I see anyone that looks nervous or is looking at me excessively. I guess staging for threats is a better way to phrase it.
Sure. You would notice that there are two people that seem to be a little bit fidgety. They're both humans. They both have neural implants going across the side of their heads.
Oh. Are they anywhere near me?
They're on the other side of the bar.
Are they looking at me as well or just
no.
seem nervous?
Like they have no passed a glance at you once or twice, but not looking at you.
All right, I'm going to take note of them and head. Did I notice that these guys are following me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to kind of look around, clock them, and then I'm going to head just into the hallway where the bathroom was and wait for you guys.
Yep, I'm going to join up.
All right. Couple of nervous looking humans over there. Implants as well. Would I be able to gauge if they're similar implants to mine or something else?
Make a knowledge of technology if you have it.
I don't. I have galactic lore.
Make a perception.
Think. 24.
Yeah, you would. They'd be similar enough.
Seeing as we don't have many leads, I think that's probably our best bet so far. I don't know why they're acting shifty. But couldn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, the more information we gather, the more info we have. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. I'm going to use the bathroom.
He hasn't peed in
this is probably one of
3 days.
Right?
No.
I was thinking of sending Credo over there to become trouble. One of us could intervene, possibly gain some favor. Open the dialogue in a friendly direction.
We could.
That, or if we can get one of them alone, I may be able to urge them to be more compliant.
If we can get Credo to pull one of them away, or just distract them enough for us, I think that'll be enough. So now we just wait for him to get out of the bathroom.
Longest piss ever.
Blush. Whoosh. I walk out. Okay.
Did they follow us to the bathroom too?
Yes.
So he.
No, just one of them. The other one.
He's got Wabanana and we've got Wabwawa.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's a good day for this.
Well, I guess, Credo, we were considering sending you over there to possibly instigate or rile them up, and then one of us could come over. Maybe you're probably a bit better at handling yourself in this situation, unless you prefer not to.
+5 to persuasion.
Then I guess I'll keep an eye on us from a distance. Yes. You go over, distract them or frustrate them, and I can come over and approach them and defuse the situation, send you away.
Sounds like a good idea.
And, wabwaba, am I saying that correctly?
Wana.
Is that a yes?
He nods his
head. Okay. Thank you. If there is any way you are able to help here, I don't know your skill set, but...
He points to a gun that's holstered to his thigh.
Somehow that was more reassuring than I expected. At your leisure, Credo.
I got 2 minions for the price of 1? That's sweet.
What's the name of the...
2 obstacles that will no doubt impede most of our... Yeah, no.
The group that was more willing to hide people was the holy something.
I have 4 of them. I didn't mark which one.
Because the bartender... Cleav
Mining, Angeliac, Epsis, and Sabledon. Angeliac?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I think that was the one you told us.
Make a galactic lore check.
Galactic lore? So what is it? Oh. I got a 12.
The Angeliac clan is a clan of huts.
Huts?
Yeah.
Ooh, that I do speak.
Okay. So I remember the bartender said something. They were more likely to hide something. Okay, I'll go over to the table, and I'm going to slam both my hands on the table. Do you you guys know anything about the Angeliac clan?
And they both nervously look to you. Yes?
Would you like to tell me all about them?
The huts and the brutes.
Could you point me where they would be located?
Make a
persuasion. I really feel like I'm going to let this go on way too long because I'm enjoying it.
What's your persuasion?
Oh, shit. Okay. I got persuasion. I got a 26.
So with a 26, the Angeliacs are led by Zieta the Hutt. They control most of Port Borealis.
Most of it, you say?
Yeah, there's three other organizations.
So I'm getting this in my head that they would be more likely to have information of this place the most.
Sure, but they're huts.
The huts, I see. Hmm. Well, could you escort me and my friends?
Absolutely not.
Could you escort me and my friends? I'll say it more sternly and I'll point to my rifle.
Make a persuasion.
Oh, goddammit.
That is a 24.
All right. Okay. And he nods his head along. And they will both stand up.
Oh.
I think I'm going to walk up to them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to leave it to you to introduce me.
He eyes you kind of shiftily. He eyes you kind of shiftily.
What?
At this point, can I try to hide and sneak up behind them while they're distracted?
Yes, make a stealth.
Credo, who are your friends here?
These are my friends. What are you guys' names again?
It's only a 12.
This is Robbo and Miraz.
This is Robbo and Miraz. They're going to take us on a tour.
Oh, how nice. But you, something seems to be troubling you. You okay?
I've never seen a Jedi before. It's not very, very common here.
Wait, how does he know I'm a Jedi?
The robes and the lightsaber.
Yeah, we're dressed like Jedi.
Mostly, yeah, you look like Jedi.
Fair enough.
Me and Wabanon would like to pull up right now.
Well, I can promise you, you have nothing to fear. We are, me and my compatriot, I should say, are here.
So, I literally bump into the table as you're addressed, like saying you and your companion, I bump into the table trying to sneak up on them. And as they turn around, it's, we don't mean you any harm. You do look frightened when we're not here to hurt you.
And one of them is just going to bolt out the door.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. And that's where we'll end it.
Shit. It might be a lead, though.
Might be.
It might be a lead.
I think it is.
I think so, too.
You've just finished chapter 10 of The Book of Dalen Gault. The Book of Dalen Gault stars Rob Hunter as Dalen Gault, Richard Capicil as Canary, Justin Chapman as Credo, Peyton Castle as Gruul, and myself, Zach Somm, as the Galaxy Master. Editing by Zach Somm. Additional edits by Peyton Castle. We'll be back in just 2 weeks with Chapter 11.
The Illuminum. That was my fake name for it. I was like a cuddly tongue.
This is stupid, but I kind of like
the Illuminum
it.
Falcon.
Oh, okay.
I think I did make that joke when they were talking about maybe doing it. Someone said it.
The hell's an Illuminum Falcon?
I was going to say, call it the Force, because it's always with us.
He said, plumbing it into an asteroid.
When I'm in need of clean energy and laser focus, I take a moment to meditate, reaching out to ghost energy.
Have no fear. I'm here to provide you the focus and energy you seek. Take this can of Strabango Margarita Ghost Energy and fulfill your destiny.
My goodness, this divine liquid is clear, and its flavor is superb. Is it truly vegan and gluten-free?
Indeed, young one.
Is it true that it has zero sugar?
Not a sugar to find.
It also lists a multitude of nutritious vitamins. That can't be possible.
But it is. Ghost energy is transparent in their labeling, making it clear to the people what they are drinking.
then I shall meditate more often, for I shall see myself wanting more.
It is much easier than that, child. You can find it in stores near you, and find a link in the show notes of Nightfall episodes for a 20% discount on Ghost Energy products.